Listener Production.
Hello there, I'm Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The opposition leader says it's critical Australia calls out bad behaviour from China when it sees it. It comes after the Chinese condemned US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan earlier this week. Peter Dutton says we shouldn't be afraid to criticise China.
And the propaganda that you're seeing coming out is similar to what you would see come out of North Korea or out of Russia, and it needs to be called out. We're not going to cower, we're not going to appease, we're going to call out bad behaviour.
WA has recorded 2,889 new COVID cases overnight. There are just over 16,000 active infections across the state. 339 people are being treated for COVID in our hospital system. There's 8 in intensive care. Today's figures also including 4 deaths. Qantas is set to extend some of its transit times in an effort to ease baggage handling mishaps. The West reporting from August 21, travellers with connections from domestic to international flights through Sydney and Melbourne will have transfer times increased from 30 minutes to 90 minutes. The fallout continues in the United States following the FBI search on the Florida home of Donald Trump. Still not exactly clear why the search warrant took place. US law states anyone found guilty of taking classified documents are banned from running for office. That would include the presidency. Still in the US, a small plane has crash-landed and burst into flames on a busy Southern California freeway. Amazingly, nobody was injured.